think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony in your ear hole. Plural.
Okay.
Plural.
Take two. Man.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we hire these people, man. They can't even get the script right.
I know.
What's the matter with them?
People like me.
Oh, well, you did a fine job anyway.
Thanks, man.
You covered yourself well.
Thanks. I try. All right. So we're super excited. Let's do introductions.
Oh,
first.
Yes. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. This is Balcony Radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're super jazzed because this is the second episode we're doing. We just did one right before this. We did a swing time
jazz show. Yes.
That was a blast.
That was too much fun.
Yeah. So we thought, let's just keep going. Yeah. So we thought we would do something that we haven't done in quite a while.
Yeah. This is Dusty Gems show. This is
This is a Found Gems
show.
Oh,
I'm sorry. This is a Found Gems show. Okay, I see.
That's right. Famous singer-songwriters.
Famous singer-songwriters.
Yeah, we're going to pick something of theirs that you might not be familiar with.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm really in touch here. You know, sometimes I look at these things. We play so much music in here, you know, and I sometimes get lost as to what exactly.
Yeah.
It's like the rock and roll show that goes on the road. Hey, good to be here in Philadelphia. It's Cleveland, man.
Exactly. That's an easy mistake. Yeah. You're not fired for that.
Okay, thank you.
Am I allowed to fire you? Wait, aren't you my boss?
No.
As a hierarchy.
Wait,
go here.
I'm your boss. No,
I think you are the boss here, technically.
No.
Well, it's your apartment.
Nobody's in charge, actually.
You own the studio.
Okay. Well, it's
you run this place.
It's
you
in
could,
my
you
home.
Could sweep a bit.
Yeah.
In the studio.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah.
Can I play some music?
Yeah, let's just get on with it.
Lou Reed.
Play Lou Reed.
Okay.
Between the twisted stars, the plotted lines, the faulty map that brought Columbus to New York. Betwixt between the east and west, he calls on her wearing a leather vest. The earth squeals and shudders to a halt. A diamond crucifix in his ear is used to help ward off the fear that he has left his soul in someone's rented car. Inside his pants he hides a mop to clean the mess that he has dropped into the life of lithesome Juliet Bell. And Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted Romeo, and Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted Romeo. Romeo Rodriguez squares his shoulders and curses Jesus, runs a comb through his black ponytail. He's thinking of his lonely room, the sink that by his bed gives off a stink, then smells her perfume in his eyes, and her voice was like a bell. Outside the streets were steaming, the crack dealers were dreaming of a Uzi someone had just scored. I bet you I can hit that light with my one good arm behind my back, says little Joey Diaz. Brother, give me another tote. Those downtown hoods are no damn good. Those Italians need a lesson to be taught. This cop who died in Harlem, you think they get the warning? I was dancing when I saw his brains run out on the street. And Romeo had Juliet, and Juliet had her Romeo. And Romeo had a Juliet, and Juliet had a Romeo. I'll take Manhattan in a garbage bag with Latin written on it that says it's hard to give a shit these days. Manhattan sinking like a rock until the filthy Hudson, what a shock. They wrote a book about it, they said it was like ancient Rome. The perfume burned his eyes, holding tightly to her thighs. And something flickered for a minute, and then it vanished and was gone.
Time we can waste and angry. Have you ever watched a moonbeam as it slid across your window pane, or struggled with a bit of rain, or dance about the weather vane, or settle on a moving train and wonder where the train has been, or on a fence with bits of crap around its bottom, blown there by a windbeam, who searches for the moonbeam, who was last seen looking at the track. Careless windbeam moving to the tracks of the tireless freight train, lighting up the sides of the weather vane and the bits of rain and the window pane and the eyes of those who think they saw what happened. Across your window pane, or struggle with a bit of rain, or dance about the weather vane, or settle on a moving train and wonder where the train's been, or on a fence with bits of crap around its bottom, blown there by a wind. Thank you.
Wait. All right, now.
Okay. Sorry.
That's a great song. That's one of my favorite records. It really is. It's so great. I love Liz Phair.
That's a classic record, actually.
Exile is one of the best things ever. And, oh, Liz.
A great underrated singer.
What she's done since is just... Some of it's been really bad, but Exile is just one of my favorites, and yeah. I can listen to it all the way through without even noticing. It's such a great album.
Yeah, I don't know what I guess
she's done a lot of garbage since then, especially in the recent few years. She made the Sellout play.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway,
well,
why don't you read it off?
I think I'll do that. Starting out with one of my favorite artists, Lou Reed.
Our
favorite artist, Lou Reed. Well, you look at my vinyl collection, you see I have a whole bunch of vinyl.
You
Reed
just pulled out Mistral to show off.
Mistral, that's right. A great record. But that one wasn't from Mistral. That was from New York.
Which
and
is
that
a
was called Romeo
record,
Had
yeah.
Juliet. And that was a great record. It had the same band, actually, that he had for quite a while that he had on Mistral.
Yeah, and that was the last record of in the 80s that Lou did. So he finished the 80s pretty strong.
Yeah, saw him perform. Well, that's
where did you see
story.
Lou Reed?
Well, no. I was going to say on television. I haven't seen him live.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me about seeing him on Letterman. Yeah.
Letterman, yeah. A long time ago. Anyway,
so you haven't seen Lou Reed live yet?
No.
Oh, he's on the list, isn't
I guess he?
He
is on the bucket list.
Yeah.
Okay. If he ever plays around here, Lou.
Oh, we're going.
Love to see you. Nico Case also in that
set. Let's
hope
he's not doing the raping, but yeah, let's go.
Please, yes. It'll be nice. Maybe at the Orpheum or something.
Oh, yeah. He would play a theater. He'd probably play Royce Hall, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, he would go someplace where they would fawn on him. Yeah, that's where he would go. College crowd.
Yeah. Nico Case also in that set, and The Train from Kansas City from The Tigers Have Spoken. One of many great records that woman has done.
Yeah.
And that was more kind of in the new pornographer's vein, but that was like, it was much better, as
yeah.
you said. That was certainly
better, yeah.
I agree with that.
I like her.
But
her.
It rocks it up more than this little less of her country.
Yeah,
side
I like her solo stuff better than the new pornographer stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And that was a good record.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong, she does great country songs as well.
Yeah,
you know.
But when they decide to put the foot down, it's really good.
Yep. She can do it, and she's got the voice that just knocks down walls.
She can sing everything, I know.
Ben Harper also in that set. Speaking of knocking down walls with Jim Screaming, he did on some Engraved Invitation, the name of that song, which was a live Rolling Stone track, live for, I guess, the Rolling Stone
magazine. Yeah, go find it on iTunes.
Okay.
It's a dollar. Go buy it. It's a good song. There are about, I think, three or four songs. It's like a mini set. Other artists have done them too.
Oh.
And his is pretty good. He does that in a couple of songs. So I think he does that and another song from that record, which was the new one at the time. And then he does a couple of older ones too. I think he does a couple of things from his first record, if I recall. And it's really good. He's got a great voice.
The name of that song was Engraved Invitation.
Yeah.
And we followed it up with Tears Before Bedtime.
Good song.
By Elvis Costello and the Attractions from the Imperial Bedroom record.
You have that on vinyl, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. It's up there somewhere. Another one of those vinyl captures. Excuse me. That wasn't a vinyl capture. That was a digital capture.
Yeah, this is an MP3.
Yes.
Can't lug that around.
And then a demo version. I assume, it says demo version, so, but it sounded like the legitimate.
No, release. That's the demo version.
Demo, okay,
yeah,
of the Moonbeam song.
It's on one of the extra tracks. So it sounds exactly like the studio version, though.
It really does. The Moonbeam song from Harry Nilsson from Nilsson Schmilsson. And another a classic record, or one of the early Nilsson records, and it's an early Nilsson records, and I'm just a big fan all the way.
Yeah, that's
Harry
a really
Nilsson.
Good one.
There's just no stopping him in the early days. Pre-Pussycats, he's amazing.
That's a good record, though.
That's a good record.
I know you're kind of on the fence on that one, I think, a little.
Yeah, his voice is markedly deteriorated from his
yeah,
Wild
that's
Weekend
the begin,
with
yeah,
John
that's,
Lennon.
Yeah, that's the crest of the wave there.
Yeah, it's on the way down, unfortunately. And Liz Phair wrapped things up with 6 Foot One from Exile in Guyville. And it here on Found Gems.
That's right. Get it right this time.
We'll get it right. We have so many gems on our station.
Right. Yeah, two options. Yeah.
Many colors to choose from.
Dusty
many
and
multiple
found.
Rare gems and priceless artifacts.
Exactly. It's spelled that with a Y, right?
I guess
artifacts.
So. Artifacts. Oh, yeah. That's psychedelic, man.
Oh, fancy.
No, let's not do that. Not on this show. We're getting to some serious artist music here.
Yeah, that's right. This next person is a pretty serious artist here.
Yeah,
this is a good song. Why don't we play this? This is Jeff Buckley.
The late, the great Jeff Buckley and Last Goodbye. This is live from MTV, Most Wanted.
say this place is evil, but that ain't why I stay. 'Cause I found something that'll never be nothing, and I found it in L.A. It was midnight in Topanga. I heard the DJ say, there's a full moon arising, join me in L.A. Join me in L.A.
And the Puppets.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The Guard.
Timothy Fox.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Well, I'm going to go show my age a little bit as if it isn't showing already. This was cut back about 1980. All this stuff she has crammed up in that pink bedroom.
Time.
open my eyes while you were kissing me once, more than once. And you looked as sincere as a dog, just as sincere as a dog does when it's the food on your lips with which it's in love. I bet you could never tell that I knew you didn't know me that well. It is my fault, you see, you never learned that much from me. Oh, you silly, stupid pastime of mine. But we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started, it says stop. But we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started. I took off my glasses while you were yelling at me once, more than once. So as not to see you see me react. Should've put them on again, so I could see you see me sincerely yelling back. I bet your fortress face belied your fort of lace. It is by the grace of me you never learned what I could see. Oh, you silly, stupid pastime of mine. You were always good for rhyme, and from the first but we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started, it says stop. But we went on wholehearted, it ended bad, but I love what we started.
Digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven. From your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit, I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing,
Your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven.
Heavens.
God. We were just talking about how that's still applicable.
It's still applicable.
It's just always going to be. It's so
strange.
Sad. I know.
Good old John Prine.
There's always going to be right-wing nut jobs. Anywho.
Anyway.
That's as political as we're going to get on the balcony.
Yeah. We'll stop right there. Yeah,
exactly.
Tell you what we had in that.
Do you want to do an episode of political songs?
Well, that would be kind of
like
wild.
Protest songs?
Protest
show?
Songs? Sure.
We should add them. Yeah.
Add that to the 101.
Yeah, hey, why don't you read it in?
I will. Add that to the database there. Okay. We also had, let's see, we started out with Last Goodbye, which is live from MTV's Most Wanted. That was performed by Jeff Buckley. From an expanded version, I assume, or from Grace Around the World, which is a release of live performances and things like that. So that was very interesting.
Yeah, it's every track on it performed in a different venue. And so that one's on MTV, and some of them are TV performances, and then a couple of them are radio things, and it's pretty cool.
Very cool. That sounds excellent.
Yeah, it's another way to milk the cow.
Yes. Warren Zevon, speaking of milking the cow, here's from his posthumous release. This is called Preludes, Rare and Unreleased. The title is kind of broken off at the back there, but let me stretch that out. Rare and Unreleased Recordings. Okay. And that was called Join Me in L.A. His attempt at folk, it would sound like. That was probably a very,
pretty
very early
too.
Recording. Yeah, it was very interesting. I never knew he could play guitar, actually. But
yeah,
I guess
you don't really ever hear him playing guitar because he, on his regular recordings on all his records, he mainly plays piano.
Mostly, but maybe he plays guitar.
On that live record you have, doesn't he play the... There's a picture of him on the back cover playing guitar, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there is. It's down there on the bottom shelf. You find that, I'll tell people what we also had in that set. We had Mr. John Hyatt, another great underrated singer-songwriter, live recorded in San Francisco on February the 22nd, 1985, and that was Pink Bedroom, talking about everything in that baby's bedroom, everything she had, including those import records. Oh, my goodness. And we also had Cat Power. There we go. What do we got on the Warren Zevon? He only plays
piano. But I remember seeing another live recording where it's him holding a guitar. Maybe it was an album that you have. Do you have a vinyl? Warren, do you have any Warren on vinyl?
I can't remember. No, I don't.
I've seen that.
Okay, and we also had Cat Power in that set, and Could We from The Greatest, which is, I guess, a really great record.
It's a very good record.
Not familiar with Cat Power. I have to admit my ignorance to her catalog.
Well, that's a song on her best record.
Okay, I'll take your word for that, since you are the person who
I really like her
generally puts this music together.
Yeah, that's right. What does that make my title? Program director?
Music director.
Music director, that's right. That's what it says on the website, right?
That's right. Okay. I'm program director because I say, okay.
Yeah, that's right. There have been times when you're like, yeah, don't play this.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that, man.
But yeah, I've managed to sneak Cat Power, Liz Fair by you, showing my inner lesbian.
No.
And later on, I'm sneaking Tori Amos by you.
Okay.
So that's not bad.
I'll accept those. Those
Sorry,
are
acceptable. On the inside, I'm a lesbian from 1994. I really am.
And we also had Fiona Apple in there. I don't know. She might be kind of...
Oh, I love her.
She might
She's
be
great.
Something on there. A Parting Gift. We also... We need somebody else. I can't... There's somebody else we're forgetting. Oh, well. Fiona Apple.
Another female singer in that milieu.
In that milieu that I can't think of. Parting Gift from Extraordinary Machine, which was the last thing that she released, which is quite a while ago.
It's been a few years. Come back, Fiona.
Fiona, let's hear from something else. And John Prine wrapped things up, a classic from his first record, John Prine, and Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore.
Yeah, we can't recommend John Prine's first record more. It's literally one of the few things that's perfect. It really is a perfect album. There isn't a single bad second on it. And
no,
it's
and
like,
there's several songs that'll bring you to tears.
I think it's 9 or 10 songs, and they're literally...
No, it's 14 songs.
Is it that many?
Yes.
Oh, I think you're right.
It's huge.
The second one is a bit shorter. But yeah, he released his first record when he was a bit older, and he had spent a lot of years writing songs, and so we put together like the best of what he had in his notebook, and it's just so amazing.
Yeah, it's just
his first record
album
is
to
just,
reckon with. You
oh my
to
god.
We can go on and on about that.
It's one of the few things that we're both going to recommend that you should have. Yeah. And this is
should go out and get the John Prine catalog.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean,
common sense.
Get everything, but, really, you only really, really need the first one, because that's literally an essential recording. That's a Desert Island kind of record.
I would agree with that one.
Fucking A, man.
I would agree with that.
It's so good.
Hey, it's plug time, man.
Oh, it's my turn. That's
yes,
right.
Yes, it is.
So, plugs.
Plugs away.
The first place that you can contact us is at Gmail, at our email address at balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send us a message there with a song suggestion. We're always open to something new that we're not familiar with, or that something that you think we should play on the balcony. And we're also interested in comments, critiques, and anything else that you want to say to us. And we will reply to every message, we promise. And you can also get follow us on the Facebook. Type in Balcony Radio and click like. I think it's like or follow. I don't recall.
I think it's like.
Click the button, the thumb, and
it
just
thumb.
Yeah, like
us,
follow
up.
Us, and check out our Facebook page. You'll be able to listen to the podcast there. And there's also pictures of us, the studio, other things. Some of the stuff that you'll find on our website,
influences
too.
In our life, people who we look up to and respect.
Yeah, it's a Facebook page.
Yeah,
then have updates on there and things like that. And you can also go to our website where we're streaming music 24 hours a day, songs that we picked for you. We went through our combined libraries. I couldn't tell you how many songs we probably have together combined. It's probably more than 100,000, I would say, with your records and your CDs and everything that I have.
Tracks, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Our library is probably 100,000 songs between the two of us, and so...
We'll go on and on and on.
We got enough music to play forever.
Or damn near close to it.
Yeah, so the best of the stream is basically the best of our libraries, things that we handpick that should be played on the radio all the time and just aren't, so we're picking up the slack. So you'll find other things at our website, more pictures, information, things like that. You can listen to our podcast episodes is there as well. And you can also go and subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, type in Balcony Radio, and just click the subscribe button and just wait for them to come to you.
They will pop right up there.
Every Sunday night, Scott will load up an episode, so Monday morning you'll have a new show. Think of it as a mixtape to start your week from your friends at the balcony, a couple hours worth of music. We try not to overdo it. Sometimes it'll go over 2 hours, but we're trying to be conscious of the fact that people are going to listen to this other than us.
That's right.
So yeah, go to iTunes, subscribe, leave a comment, and and on our website there's a donate button. Go and check that out too.
All right.
So let's get back to the music.
All right. Let me just set that aside right there.
I vote to move that song down. That's too slow to start the set with.
Move that one down.
Switch that with that Chris Isaak song. Let's start with that.
Okay, let's move that up right
there.
Yeah,
that's a much better song.
Okay.
Here's Chris Isaak.
Chris Isaak.
She was standing by his side. I've got a feeling that they're still together. From the look that was in his eyes, there's no one except the new girl. Except the new girl. See him smile, he don't care. He says he loves her, that he'll always love her. See him smile, it seems fair that he finally found her.
I am using radio voice.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.
Funny day, looking for laughter and finding it there. Sunny day, braiding wildflowers and leaves in my hair. Picked up a pencil and wrote, I love you, in my finest hand. Wanted to send it, but I don't know where I stand. Telephone, even the sound of your voice is still new. All alone in California and talking to you. And feeling too foolish and strange to say it's too early, 'cause I don't know where I stand. Do, 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 do. Crickets call, courting their ladies in star-dappled green. Thickets tall until the morning comes up like a dream. All muted and misty, so drowsy now, I'll think what sleep I can. I know that I miss you, but I don't where I stand. I know that I miss you, but I don't know where I stand. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, do.
Go where you want to, do the things you feel. Walk around with a broken leg and $100 bill. Get yourself a pistol, get yourself a dog. Stay up all night getting drunk, sleeping on a hollow log.
Left a woman waiting. I met her sometime later. She said, I see your eyes are dead.
What happened to you, lover? What happened? Lover, what happened to you, lover? What happened to you?
And since she spoke the truth to me, I tried to answer truthfully. Whatever happened to my eyes?
Happened to your beauty? Happened to your beauty? To your beauty, happen to me. We took ourselves to someone's bed, and there we fell together. Free as running water.
come all you good time rounders, listening to my sound, and drink around the Nashville before they tear it.
Song. That's my favorite Chilean Love song, I
yes.
think.
Good.
Oh, man. That's a good one. Yeah, we were just having a good laugh right now and just almost missed our cue.
Almost.
Come on, man.
What are we talking about? Oh,
you're the producer slash... is that what the producer does? Or the engineer
the
guy?
Producer's supposed to stay on top of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're supposed to say talk.
Okay. I'll be taken out later.
For that, you have to...
I have to go up to the executive's office.
go find a mayor. Talk to yourself. Basically it, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, that's it. Don't ever do that again. Okay, I'm sorry.
All right,
gonna come out of your paycheck. No, my what? Oh, I get up. Oh, no, there's nothing there. Okay.
For that, you have to read it.
Oh, okay. thank you. We started out with Joni Mitchell. And
no, with Chris Isaak.
With Chris Isaak. Oh, we got to jump back one more. Okay, Chris Isaak there. We're looking back on the list from Except the New Girl, which is a really good song. I really like that. From San Francisco Days, which is a really great record.
Yeah, it's a pretty good record.
I think that's the best thing he ever did, actually. Even though he's put out a few records.
He's put out a few, but that's his best one.
But that's the first one, actually, and it's really...
No, it's not the first one.
It's not?
No.
Really? You sure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. There's a self-titled one before that. There's another one that had another title, too. But, yeah, that's a good one.
And then Shut My Mouth. Well, it was Chris Isaak, nevertheless. Okay. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, hit the button.
Well, meet you there, boy. So we also had Joni Mitchell in that set from an old record from 1969. Clouds, the name of the record. And the song was called I Don't Know Where I Stand. Very interesting choice of song there, going back to a record... That I was actually surprised that came out in 1969.
You weren't familiar with that one.
I was not. I was a little surprised.
I think that's the second record, if I remember.
Well, good.
The first one is self-titled, and then it's Clouds. And then it's, I forgot, is it Hissing of Summer Lawns?
No, Hissing of
Summer Lawns. No, there's one before then,
too. There's
one
in there, I think, that's got Big Yellow Taxi on it. Ladies of the Canyon.
Yeah, Ladies of the Canyon is first, yeah. I think Ladies of the Canyon is the third one, and Clouds is the second one.
Mm-hmm. That one I know about.
That's right. Okay.
Okay.
So that the Hissing is fourth.
Oh, well, no. Hissing is down the line.
No, Hissing comes out in like 1970, man. It's way before.
Well, no.
It's before Court and
it
Spark.
Comes, okay. I'll take your word
no,
for that.
No, it is. It's before Court and Spark.
Okay. We also had Tom Petty in that set from Full Moon Fever.
Overruled.
Okay. You get it on that one.
I'm sorry. I pulled up my much bigger nerd
If you're wrong, we'll get
you.
Emails at balconyradio@gmail.com telling us if you're wrong.
Call
or
us
not.
Out.
Okay, Full Moon Fever, Tom Petty. The name of the record is Full Moon Fever, and we heard Feel a Whole Lot Better, which is actually a cover version.
That's right. That's a bird song.
That's a bird song. That's right. That's a bird song. Tweet, tweet. Beck also in there from One Foot in the Grave, and that was called Hollow Log. And Leonard Cohen, a very incredible singer-songwriter from a classic record, Death of a Ladies' Man.
Yeah, great
rated
song.
Number in the top 10 of many, many critics' lists. As records to get your hands on.
It's got a cult following, too.
That song was called I Left a Woman Waiting.
Good song.
Yes. And Gillian Welch, speaking of women, and from a record called
That's the worst
Soul
segue,
Journey.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Soul Journey, the name of the record, and we heard Wayside and Back in Time. and John. And then that was it. Yeah. That was it. So,
Thank you very much. A little foreshadowing. So, we're going to play next. Yeah. No, we finished up with Jillian Welch.
Oh, that was forewinding. I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's not do that. So, Jillian. She has a new album out.
She does have a new record.
Right? I heard it already.
Really?
It's good. It's one of those things where it's good, but about half of it, the last half of it, all sounds the same. Like, I didn't catch.
She lost interest or something?
No. I mean, it's all good, but it all sounded like the same song because it was all the same. They were all dirgy in the same key, and they were all slow. And we were listening to it on the way back to the from the beach on the, was it the 405? Is that what it, I'm not good with freeway numbers.
Okay.
We were coming back from Malibu, I think, on the freeway.
Okay.
And we were stuck in traffic and listening to it. And I was behind the wheel and I was just zoning out.
Uh-oh, that's not good. Uh-oh, maybe needed to be in a better frame of mind. Maybe it was just one of those records.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it
had a kind of a feel or something.
It was good, but it just kind of happened. Nothing stuck out. And I thought, ah, Jillian.
Oh, well.
This song is way better than anything else.
So it goes. Yeah, that was a nice song. That was a great song. So let's move on with more songs.
That's right. We got one more set for you.
Final set of the night. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, heavens to Margaret Troy here on Found Gems. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And we're going to start the set with John Fogerty doing Hearts of Stone.
I got the feeling I'm here to fight. Don't have to say.
several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.
Come on, Billy. You're the only one.
standing naked before you. Don't you want more than my sex? I can scream as loud as your last one, but I can't claim innocence. Oh God, could it be the weather?
Quick ending for Ms. Amos. Sorry.
Watch out there.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a good way to end the show.
I think that song kind of probably went into the next song. It sounds like the production on that
someone's,
one.
Someone's slow on the button.
Okay. Oh, maybe I am slow on the button.
I think you are.
Oh, gosh.
This time of night.
Sorry. What can I say? We've been having too much fun.
This was a good show, man.
It really was.
This was really fun. So why don't you read the last one before we do all our wrapping up stuff?
Well, I guess I just shall do that. We started out with Mr. John Fogerty from his first solo record.
The Fogerty Man.
The Fogerty Man from the Blue Ridge Mountain Rangers.
Which you were not familiar with.
The Blue Ridge Rangers, excuse me.
You're not familiar with this album.
No, I'm afraid I was not.
It's really good. It's an album of country covers that he did after CCR broke up. And I think it was the last that fulfilled his contractual obligation with Fantasy.
Okay.
So he did this record of covers because he had one more CCR album that was still due on the contract. So they knocked out this thing. It's really good.
Yes, it is. And I like the production on it. Yeah. It's certainly Mr. Fogerty in full voice.
Yeah, and it sounds like a good Creedence song. And
sounds like he enjoys what he's singing.
Yeah, you should really check it out. I think you should get it.
I shall.
And after that, he didn't put out another record till Center Field in the mid '80s because he had fuck you money and a bad record contract. Well, I guess he didn't have fuck you money.
No, he was in deep legal troubles by that time.
He was in a legal morass,
and he had been for quite a while with the CCR boys.
I know. Well, you know, so it wasn't his fault. It really wasn't.
No. The name of the song was Hearts of Stone from that the Blue Ridge Rangers and John Fogerty. We also had Neil Diamond in there going back into the archives. Yay, Mr. Diamond.
That was a good song.
I got the feeling, from Neil Diamond Classics, the early years. That was really nice. Really good stuff. And then Ms. P.J. Harvey with Come On Billy to Bring You My Love.
One of the greatest albums ever.
Yeah, that sounds great. Bob Seger rocking it up from a record called Back in 72. In fact, the title track from the record Back in 72.
That's a really good album, too. And that's probably the best song on it. And one of his best songs ever. That's a good that's a good song.
His early days were rockin' days, that's for sure. I don't know about how glam he was, but he was certainly a rockin' guy.
I don't think he was putting on spandex, but I think he had mullety hair back then.
Oh, I'm sure that was in full tact. Full view.
That Back in 72 album is awesome.
Yeah. Iron and Wine also following that up with The Night Descending from The Sea and the Rhythm. That sounded really good.
It's a good album.
That. And Tori Amos wound things up there from Little Earthquakes and Leather, the name of the song.
Leather.
Heaven. My goodness.
Oh, listen to you.
My goodness. Yeah. Well, thank you for listening.
Someone's rolling a dander.
I'm rolling a dander over Mrs. Tori Amos. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. Can't be that at all.
You don't think Tori's cute?
No.
We're going to disagree on this.
She's got all right, I guess.
Anywho.
She's beautiful. She's an amazing artist.
Yes, yes. In that Gaia kind of way, she's beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Anywho, that was the show.
That was the show. That was Found Gems. Thank you very much.
That was Found Gems, episode 2 of our series of singer-songwriters who made it big and their lesser-known songs.
Yes, my name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and thank you so much for tuning in with us for this we were way under 2 hours this time.
Yeah, that's about hour 40 or so.
But nice. Thanks for hanging in with us, and we hope that we played some music that you enjoyed, because we enjoyed it. So at least somebody did.
Yeah, and listen to it over and over again and subscribe to the podcast.
I usually do.
Send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com with your thumbs up, thumbs down, or whatever you want to send us there.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Thank you.
So anywho, we have that's another anywho. Is that? That's really...
That's bad.
That's terrible.
That's bad grammar. For an English major, that is bad. Well, that's not even a word.
Thou shalt fuck off, Scott. So we have one last song to say goodbye with. And
yes.
This is the great Carole King from her recent release. It's most recent release, I guess. It's a live album from a show that she did in Carnegie Hall in, 71? I think that's 71. Right after her second record, Music, came out.
1971. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so this is a great song, and it's too late.
Right. Good night.
At the 11th hour last night, literally, I got a call from Los Angeles, and this next person is said that he was coming here and he was going to play, and here he is, Danny Cooch. Thank you all for this, by the way. Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stop trying. And it's too to do. Now you look so unhappy and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no.
be good times again for me and you. But we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. And it's too
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
It's The Balcony.